Howdy, everyone. My name is Maddie Shires, and I am from Texas A&M University. We've all had those days. You wake up, you're like, oh, man, I have a sore throat, I have a stuffy nose, I think I'm getting a cold or a flu. Well, as you may know, plants can get sick, too. There are tons of viral, bacterial, and fungal pathogens that affect plants. Roses, in particular, have a very lethal virus that they get, and there is no treatment for them. You know, when we get a cold or a flu, most of the time we can get medicine for that. When plants become infected with especially viruses, there's no cure. Rose rosette virus is the virus that I was referring to. This is a lethal virus that kills plants in 1 to 10 years after infection. This virus is a single-stranded RNA virus, which simply means that it takes a few more steps before it can actually infect the plant once it's inoculated into the plant. It is a seven-segmented genome, which means it has seven primary functions in the infection process, and it's in the Amara virus genus, which causes many other economically important diseases in plants. It is vectored by an aerified mite, and if you've never heard about aerified mites, those are tiny microscopic mites, and they are actually small enough that they can be picked up on wind gust and blown from plant to plant to plant. The good news about this virus is that it only affects roses. So not great for rose growers or producers, but great for most other people, because if you have a plant that comes down with rose rosette, as long as you remove it, it's very unlikely that you will have any other roses become infected if it's caught early, and you will not have any other species of plants come down with the virus. So, as you can see, there's many symptoms that are caused by this virus. The most notable is hyperthorniness, as you can see in the top picture with all the thorns. It's also witch's broom. So what I've done in my project is planted field trials to screen around 200 cultivars of roses for genetic resistance. I've also worked to better diagnostic tests. Those of you who work with a pathogen on plants know that there has to be some way to know that that pathogen's there. And I've also been doing transmission tests where I look at other ways for that virus to move besides the documented mite. So hopefully one of these days we will have something to treat those roses once they become infected with the virus. Thank you.